The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Amen. Let's just say a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you. Thank you for your wholesome words, your words of life, your words of truth that is making us grow to understand your heartbeat the more. We have been receiving blessings this morning. We are asking Jesus, let this also bring blessing to the heart of the people in the name of Jesus. Help me to bring out the burden of your heart. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. By the grace of God, we are looking at the effect of entrance into the realm of the Holy Ghost and His gift. And this is the 12th part of that teaching. Last week, we looked at the 11th. We have been looking at this subject of the effect that entering into the realm of the Holy Ghost brings. Hallelujah. Amen. What I saw, by the time I went through the teaching, this school of life has been, and so in correlation with the friendship tips, I was just saying, there's something God really wants to do, especially with the church, which we, you and I, are a very vital instrument to achieving that. So we have been looking at the outpour of the Holy Ghost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and how it generated the preaching of Jesus and caused the people who heard it to grow in faith. And they didn't just grow in faith, they began to put their trust in the Lord Jesus. Put their trust in the Lord Jesus for salvation, not just for things they could get from Jesus. No relationship survives or lasts if it is just based on because of what we gain from each other. There is a measure of communication. There is a measure of bonding. There is a measure of fellowship that makes the relationship last. Hallelujah. And so that was what the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Apostles' Doctrine did to the saints in the book of Acts who began the faith. Amen. So, we see that a lot of activity were battered by that experience. We'll see some of them in the scriptures. And they were able to raise a company of people by that experience that they carried. I mean, the apostles. You know, the apostles have been with Jesus. And when God will visit the church with the gift of the Holy Ghost, the apostles were first partaker of it. Hallelujah. And then when they partook of it, they were able to transfer it to believers as heralding a new day of how God wants to begin to relate with His people. So when Jesus came and then left, He told them that they should tarry in Jerusalem and then He will come unto them. So the Holy Ghost came, said until they were endued with power. And we had that, which was very beautiful. We'll see in the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 41 and verse 42. To further buttress what that activity of the Holy Ghost came with in the early church. I also want us to know that God did not do what He did with the early church for the early church. He began with His church. When Jesus said, I will build my church, it's not any denomination. He didn't say, I will build Eternal Life Embassy. Neither did He say, I will build Redeem. You understand? I will build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail against it. But we have local assemblies today. The job of pastors is to ensure that every member in their local assembly should connect to the church in the spirit. I will have us know that Jesus Christ is building his church. The church is real. The church is in the spirit. Amen. And so people can be members of your local assembly, but they are not connected to the church in the spirit. It's a job that heaven must raise servant for in these days, that we don't just gather people, but we must ensure that they are connected to the church in the spirit. Because when you are born again, you are added to that church that Jesus said he will build. But you are also put in a local assembly so that you'll be fed and so that you continue to be a vital cell of that body in the spirit. Hallelujah. Are we there in Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to 42? Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Acts 2. Okay, let's read verse 47 together. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. You can't be saved outside a local assembly. No matter how much you feel you can connect to God on your own. Because of the things we see in the church, some people have taken a position of, I'm not going to any church again. If I sit down and watch television and read my Bible, just click to any minister that preaches, and then for that day you are blessed. You are not doing well. You won't grow well. You soon become a harm to other believers in Christ Jesus. And in turn, you just be kicking against the pricks like Apostle Paul did when he was Saul. Jesus has ordained that no soul can be saved outside the church. I mean a local assembly. You must be in a local assembly. Hallelujah. So we saw that the Holy Ghost came and it battered a lot of activities. They were sharing their things in common. That was by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Just by coming into the faith and then being baptized by the Holy Ghost, we saw that they were speaking in tongues. We saw that, what did we see again? We saw that timidity went away. There was boldness. Do you know what it means to speak in tongues? Kabladaba, shafra, hatele, adaba. And you are doing that without any sense of, shey, people will not be looking at me like this till today. That thought is a thought of death that still keeps people of allowing their freedom in the realm of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So if you are saying, God, let truth invade the church, let this current light, how about you? How are you using Holy Ghost? You can't be managing Holy Ghost and not be dragging back what God wants to do in the church. Hallelujah. I'm trying to say that the revival of the last day, as much as we are looking for it in the church, you are a very vital part of that revival, and I am a very vital part of that revival. You will meet friends I will never meet, and you should know when there's a need in their spiritual growth, and you should be able to supply that need. Why? Because you have received enough knowledge and understanding to help people in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. So we don't expect that you have a friend that you really talk, and then the person has this, does not have this understanding. He's still shy. He's born again for years. He can't even pray in the Holy Ghost. And you just know that that's just the basic part of what the outpouring of the Holy Ghost does. There's so much more about the Holy Ghost that he should come into, and then you are comfortable. You shouldn't be comfortable. We should be looking for wisdom on how to supply that need in the heart of that brother who is a believer, heart of that sister who is a believer, and we know that something happened to their faith. Why? Because maybe they lacked some basic ingredient that was to be in the milk of the word of God that should have raised them and make them function better in the Lord. Hallelujah. The revival of the last days, it lies so much on God's people, and you and I are part of that revival. Hallelujah. And we need that to be freely expressed, because we also know that every time there is an outbreak as such, the devil also is around to adulterate it. So devil always wants to adulterate the message so that he can weaken the effect of the faith of Jesus. But God is raising up servants again. Can we say amen? Amen. That will be able to manage this so that the fruit can remain and be raised unto God. So these teachings that the apostles brought is what we call apostles' doctrine.
apostles' doctrine or the milk of the word. When somebody is born again, the first thing you give to that believer is milk. 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 And that milk is in the allocation of the Holy Ghost. Nobody does that, that the first day you give birth to a child, you're already putting morsel in his mouth. You don't do that. You give milk, you give water. Hallelujah. That's as much as the child should have at that level. So when somebody is born again, what do we serve? We serve milk. And that milk is all the nourishment that is in the allocation of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Now when we say Christ, there is a milk of Christ. There is the meat of Christ. When a believer says, I believe in the Lordship of Jesus, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and he was buried and he rose up. I believe in the life that he came to give, and today I give him my life to take over. Do you know that thing you have just done? Nothing may change in your natural, but in the spirit, you have just switched space. Hallelujah. You have switched space to be part of the family of God. And so we count that as an entrance into the world of God's family. The first thing a believer should be given is milk. Baptize him with the Holy Ghost. With the same heart with which he believed that Jesus is Lord, he should be baptized with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, people get baptized in the Holy Ghost and then we see gift of the Holy Ghost start manifesting. On that same day that they spoke in tongues, they could prophesy. So when we say milk of the Holy Ghost, can we say milk of the Holy Ghost? It has to do with, number one, the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. It has to do with the character and the nature of the Holy Ghost. It also has to do with the gift of the Holy Ghost. That you have Holy Ghost, you can have his gift. He can manifest his gift through you. You can pray for a brother who is sick and then he can be healed. We have looked at all that. You can, by word of knowledge, know that something is wrong with this brother and then you have it clearly. You can, by word of wisdom, profess solutions to issues that seem there is no answer for. Those are all the manifestations of the Holy Ghost. So he has his baptism by the evidence of speaking in tongues. He also has his character, his nature. Hallelujah. What's the nature of the Holy Ghost? He doesn't just have gifts. So what the enemy did was to adulterate that ambassadorship. So we see church today wanting to just sit with the gift of the Holy Ghost. They don't have the nature. They don't have the character. One of the nature of the Holy Ghost is that it keeps pointing you to Jesus for a change of nature. Hallelujah. He does not just bless you with gift. After a while, he will start instructing your heart on things that are not okay with you so that you start conforming to Jesus. That's what Holy Ghost does. So gone are the days where people have great anointing, but yet they can't handle pride. Men have great anointing to heal people, yet they beat their wives at home. That is not Holy Ghost. The enemy has adulterated that portion called the milk of the word. And until it is restored back to the church again, we will not be able to make progress. No wonder the enemy is striking us and striking us and striking us, because he knows that something is lacking in our nourishment. How can you be a believer for 10 years, you have not spoken in tongues, and then you are still shy? One thing we know the baptism of the Holy Ghost by the evidence of speaking in tongues does is that it takes away shyness. You are bold. You want to preach the gospel to another person. Some of us, I know it's not that we didn't see the information called for evangelism. There's always this fear of, what will I say? You see that fear? You don't have enough Holy Ghost. You have not used Holy Ghost well. If you use Holy Ghost well, you'll be wondering, what is wrong with this brother that he does not have life? What does he want in his life? That's the way the passion. You keep passing and greeting people and you just feel, what does he want? Why does he not just know God? Why does he not just know the path of peace? The body will begin to arise. It is Holy Ghost that does that. It is Holy Ghost that does that. So when you are seeing that you are afraid, we say somebody needs Holy Ghost. Now, sister, so come and pray for you. You say, hey, what am I going to say? Eh? Like a sister that said a long time ago, I said, lead us in prayer. I said, I'm sorry, ma, my tongue is not much. Even the one and the two you have, use it. See, my tongue is not much. Yeah, all of us, no child begins to speak fluently from the first day. A child will say, Baba, and he can even call Dada. This child speaking, this you speaking today, you started from somewhere. You can't start. Hallelujah. So I know of a man of God that refused to speak in tongues because when they prayed for all of them and they got baptized, the only thing that was coming out of his mouth was ta, ta, ta. He couldn't say anything more than ta, ta, ta. So he said, he just told him, I said, John, keep quiet. What you are saying does not look like what other people are saying. And that shut him down for months. And after a while, the zeal with which he came to church was going down. He didn't want to go again because everybody seemed to be praying in tongues and he can't say more than ta, ta, ta. Until a brother went to visit him, bro, John, what is the problem? He said, I don't like to deceive myself that this thing that is coming out does not look it. What is it? He said, let us pray again. He said, that's it. That's the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. With time, it will increase. And if you hear his tongue today, you want him to talk on. You want him to pray on. So I'm only trying to say that sometimes the enemy comes to attack our faith, attack our faith such that we don't have a good standing that will make us journey and run in the spirit. Hallelujah. I pray that revival will break out in our hearts beyond the words we are hearing in this season in Jesus' name. So we are saying that milk of the Holy Ghost, that milk part of Christ, the beginning of Christ that we call milk, eh? We call it the milk of the word, or we call it the apostles' doctrine. It has its love, or it has its life. Let's see Ephesians 1, 15 to 16. Can we all read? Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Can we stop there? What do we see there? Faith in the Lord Jesus, love towards all the saints. So when you begin by having faith in the Lord Jesus. There's an allocation of that milk of the Holy Ghost that will bring you to love all the saints. So when you see a believer who says he loves all the saints, and it is time to get married, and then you can't consider that person because he's from another tribe, something happened to your milk formation. We have our parents who are there. They are lovers of God. You just bring the man home, and then he's an Hausa. Laye. Something happened to their milk that didn't fully heal their foundation to know that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That thing did not settle. So when you speak with a believer, you can know where something went wrong. And you can begin to trust Holy Ghost for how to supply what is lacking. Hallelujah. So we see that anybody who has taken milk well, we end up in loving the saints. Not just love people outside, loving the saints. I know that some saints are not perfected also, and they can be naughty, yet you must not stop loving them. Milk has been done well in you. That because a brother offended me, I can't stop loving him. Or even if he defrauded me, I can't stop loving him. Is that milk has done a good job in you. Hallelujah. Look at Colossians 1, 3 to 4. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you since we heard of what? Your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which he have to all the saints. So the milk of the word produces love to all the saints. I've not met the brother before, but he's a Christian. I can connect because the blood of Jesus washes him. They said the blood is thicker than water. At that point, the blood of your tribe becomes water. The blood of Jesus becomes blood. Hallelujah. And it must be thicker than your water. Where the blood of your family, if you can't relate freely with brothers, and then maybe your biological brother came and visit you, and you are all over him, pecking him forehead, holding him, hugging him, and then to hug a brother or a sister in church, you refrain a little, something is wrong with your milk formation. The Lord will help our understanding in Jesus' name. All right, so for the believers who began, that was milk of Christ. It should produce love unto all the saints. Love unto all the saints. Love unto all the saints. So when we say milk, it will do it. You are baptized. You are speaking in tongues. You have the gift of the Holy Ghost. You have his nature. You have his character. Part of his character is that you should be able to love all the saints. All saints. All saints. Hallelujah. So after that is done, if a believer has done that well, he should grow. Now the reason for the prayers in those places we read, they'll say, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you because a milestone has been achieved. and making mention of you in my prayers. They now switch prayer points to another level. Hallelujah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ will begin to open your eyes. Now, whatever they have done, they shared all they had in common. And they have told us how land is scarce in the days of the Israelites. And yet people will go and sell their land. They will go and sell their land and bring the money for brethren to eat. It was Holy Ghost activity. They were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost was really in charge then. And that's why they didn't spare Ananias and Sapphira. It was Holy Ghost that struck them. Hallelujah. So Holy Ghost was in charge. And we could see that they were moved. They wanted to supply the needs of one another. Nobody says what he has was his own. Everybody wanted to come to church. They will always gather with the apostles' doctrine. They kept fellowshipping. They kept breaking bread. They kept praying. If you still find it difficult to pray, something has happened to your milk. In milk, you should learn to break forth into the realm of praying without ceasing. You pray in the morning, you pray as you are going. A thought crosses your heart, you are just walking. You are not waiting till you get home. You can start raising intercessions. You can start praying. You can just choose to just pray in the Holy Ghost. You can feel, I've not sandpapered my tongue very well with Holy Ghost. Let me just take our time and just speak with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So that was what we see with the early believers. And that is for the milk of Christ. Let's proceed. Now, there is the message of Christ, just like I've said, that is called the Apostles' Doctrine. That is the milk of the word. It's the basic teaching. Those are basic. For any believer to begin, he needs that basic. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 calls it, can we all read together? Therefore, living the principles of the doctrine of Christ. Principle means elementary. Continue. Let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism, 3, of laying on of hands, 4, of the resurrection of the dead, 5, and of eternal judgment. These are like pillars where the whole milk of the word of the doctrine of Christ rests. Hallelujah. So it will not be good that you preach gift alone. You don't preach repentance from dead works. And so those are the principles, because even when you get to Christ, there will still be repentance. Because one thing Holy Ghost does is that it convicts you. He will keep convicting you. And there should be repentance. But we'll see that some people have thrown repentance away because they can manifest some gift. So that's one of the adulteration of that milk that the enemy has done, that we must begin to trust God to correct in the body of Christ in our days. Hallelujah. So there's that message of Christ called the milk of Christ. And that is the basic principle of the doctrine of Christ. But there's also that message that is called the meat of Christ. Can we say meat? If you read Hebrews 5, let's read 13. Say, for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a babe. So there's a point where you are a babe in Christ. When you are using milk, you are a babe. And it can come with its excesses. You interpret, or no, you speak in tongue, prophesy. They'll say, amen, amen, amen. You will still not stop. It's because you're a babe. After a while, you start gaining age. When you hear amen, you can't stop. And then you won't feel offended if the tongue is not interpreted. You still know that the Spirit is still supplying the needs of the saints. All those things, they are measures of growth that comes by the using of milk. All I'm trying to say that if you are still taking milk, you are considered as a babe, so there could still be some excesses. He said, but strong meat belongeth to them that are full of age, even those who by the reason of use have their mind exercised to discern both good and evil. We have seen milk and strong meat. Can I see 12? For when the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that won't teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. Okay, what I'm trying to say is that we have milk of the doctrine of Christ. We have meat. And then we also have strong meat. But the primary and basic one we should come into is what we call milk. Let's see 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. Corinthian church is the example of believers where we know that the enemy adulterated the gift they had. You know, Apostle Paul said in gifts that they were not behind. They had all the gifts. It was in the book of Corinthians. You see that he talked about word of wisdom, word of knowledge, word of... Later he started admonishing them again. If I have all these things, I don't have charity. I'm like a tinkling cymbal. So the church of the Corinth was highly endowed with the gift of the Spirit. Let's see 1 Corinthians 3, where he said, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal." It's not an insult. You are carnal when you are still struggling with milk. He said, "Even as unto babes in Christ." See, "I have fed you with milk." Can we see verse 2? "And not with what? With meat." So there is milk of Christ. There is meat of Christ. "Say, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye." What did Apostle Paul see and know that these people, they have not even used milk very well? Hallelujah. Women will prophesy, yeah, they can't submit to their husband at home. You understand? There's no correlation. Something has happened. Prophesy beautifully well their voices. Eh? Yeah, the husband can say, "Can I have my food?" And you say, "Ah, sweetheart, can you please? I'm very, very busy. Can you help me go to the kitchen and just help me prepare something for yourself?" You understand? And then it's not heavy in your mouth. Shame. Women, as beautiful as they are, they can also be towards the other side if the gospel does not help us. Don't mind us. We are beautiful beings. You need us in your lives. Hallelujah. Amen. So they were seeing a lot of discrepancies in their behaviors and then in the gifts that they carry. So Apostle Paul began to bring in instructions. Now, those instructions are no more just milk. They are meat of Christ to help a believer grow well. If you stay with milk alone, you can't grow well. How many of us took milk before coming? It can't be your major meal. You can't take milk morning, afternoon, and evening. At this age, they'll start introducing you to meals, meat, food. Hallelujah. If you take milk too much now, you start stooling. Yet it does that baby good. That's what they eat. They just take milk and they are okay. So there are teachings for babes, and it is not to ridicule anyone. They are meant to kickstart someone who has believed in Jesus Christ to believe on Jesus Christ. So that's what Holy Ghost does. Apart from you believing in him and coming to him, you need to believe on so that the one you have believed in and come into can also come into you. It's one ball game to come into Christ. It's another ball game for Christ to be in you. Hallelujah. So you will need to be moved from level to level. As you begin to obey instructions in righteousness, you just realize that your nature is changing. Your nature is changing. Whether it's sweetened to your flesh or it's not sweetened to your flesh. As a babe, if it's not sweetened to your flesh, you can go. But for somebody who is already using meat, he can't stay. Why? Because he has been prepared very well. Hallelujah. So a believer who has believed in the Lord Jesus must be further strengthened and enlightened to be able to put their trust in the Lord. And it is the same message that battered them that will be expounded the more to strengthen them. In Christ, we'll still talk about repentance. In Christ, we'll still talk about you putting your trust in the living God. Hallelujah. And so those are just the basic principles. So it is the same message that is further expounded, and then it causes strengthening and establishment of the faith of the people. At this stage, people there are called babes in Christ. That's in the milk. But in meat, they are no more just babes. So Paul was saying that what we use to feed babies is what? What do we use to feed babes in Christ? All right. And what did we call milk again? Another name for milk? Apostles' doctrine. Can we say apostles' doctrine? All the apostles went about teaching was their experience that they had with Jesus. That once you believe, you come into that experience. So when you hear apostles' doctrine, we are talking about the milk of Christ. Hallelujah. Or the principle, the elementary principles of the word of God. Hallelujah. It is the basics of the teachings of Christ, which are based on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has been exalted and made both Lord and Christ. So faith in him and in what God has done in him are able to cleanse, deliver, make new, and give a new identity to a person who has started a relationship with God by the Holy Spirit. So the food for this stage is called milk and not meat. So what we really focused on today is to see milk. You should be able to give milk to any believer you come across and you know is lacking. You should know what nourishment is lacking. You should know what nutrient is lacking by your conversation. Hallelujah. and then you should know how to supply it. So Paul said they were not able to bear meat, which means they were not responding to the teachings of meat, nor bringing forth results that are based on a people who have been led with milk, who have learned knowledge and has to do with milk realm. What are we saying? When we say Christ, there is milk, there is meat, there is strong meat. When anybody is born again, give him milk. Milk is what we call apostles' doctrine. In fact, it's what is called baptism of the Holy Ghost. He's in Holy Ghost allocation. He's the one that takes over at that point. The Lord will bless our hearts. One thing also with the Holy Ghost is that he is fire. Instead of using Holy Ghost fire to burn your enemies, use Holy Ghost fire to fire you up. So that when you feel like praying 5 minutes, you just see yourself going 2 hours. Hallelujah. And you can't be close to fire and not feel it. So there's also one thing about the Holy Ghost. He will break you out of your person. And that's why you see some people laughing in the spirit. There's no steeze there. You can't be doing steeze in the presence of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost that God sent to you. In the presence of your maker, you are doing steeze. You will keep steeze apart. You will loosen up. He will speak through you. Hallelujah. You can pray in the Holy Ghost. You are not minding. Who is looking at me? Who is not looking at me? He's not roughening your arrangement. Hallelujah. You are the one that feel like, roughen arrangements me. You have cacked up, you have suit up, and then your tie, and then you now be speaking one language. They actually want to knock off your sense. If your senses are not knocked off, you can never follow God. Hallelujah. Because the sense of a man is actually nonsense. Hallelujah. So nonsense is the sense of a natural man. Awake, ye that sleepers. Let's give room to the Holy Ghost. Take out time. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in tongues. Read scriptures. When thoughts pop back at you, pray. Open up. Somebody is sick. You can hold hands. These are not the days we should be managing Holy Ghost. Mothers must ensure that their children are filled, baptized with the Holy Ghost. Good to help make them watch cartoons. Good to make them do the assignment. Much more, let us see that they are making progress. They have these basic principles. Hallelujah. Actually, if church does well, a child should be baptized, should be born again and baptized from home. Yes. So that church can just continue from where. If we do our job well, we should give our children new births. We should give them Holy Ghost. But you can't give what you don't have. When you yourself are still thinking, what am I saying? The Lord will loosen our tongue. He will take away our limitations. He will take away all those barriers. Can we begin to pray this morning? Kalabashi patatata baliana.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.